three stages, for it's all to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing me, preparing me for greater. I feel a shaking in the spirit. I feel a beating in the spirit. Oh, I feel a pressing in the spirit. Preparing me for greater. I feel a shaking in the spirit. Oh, I feel a beating in the spirit. Oh yeah, I feel a pressing.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. I mean, I'm sitting here just an emotional wreck right now, and I know I shouldn't be emotional, but that song just speaks volumes. It should have touched somebody this morning because it was so much power in that song, just basically stating that your greater is coming. Everything that you had to go through is going moving towards the greater that God has set out for you. And the great thing is that God is not a respecter of persons. It can happen for you, Nigeria. It can happen for you, South Africa. It can happen for you, Canada, Fiji, everywhere that's under the sound of my voice. We just have to put ourselves in a place where we are believing the true unadulterated words of God, because that scripture is in the Bible. It's in the Bible. So that means that God's words never, never come back void. We have to be into a place where you start decreeing and declaring the different things into your life. God wakes us up every morning with new mercies where we have the ability to command our atmosphere. We have the ability to get up and walk through the giants, tear our giants down. Start speaking those things. Start telling them to get up out of your way, because the word of God tells us that our ladder will be our greater. So you and I have to get into a place where we move things out of our way. We build ourselves up. We build our confidence. We build our strength. We build everything that's within us so we can get to where God says that it will be. Failure is not an option. I'm saying it this morning. Failure is not an option. Your greater is better. The song say, I feel a shifting. You need to be in a place this morning where you feel that shifting, because God knows I feel the shifting. Why do I feel the shifting? Because I want to be shifted. I want to change. I want whatever that's hindering me, hallelujah, whatever is hindering me this morning, that's keeping me from getting to my greater, I want to bear down, and I want to be in a place where my perseverance, my endurance, my strength, everything about me keeps me where I keep moving on, I keep pushing on, I keep persevering. And that's where you and I need to be this morning. I thank the Holy Spirit for bringing that song on this morning. I thank him for speaking into our lives this morning. Understand the movement that God has going on this morning. Listen to what he's saying to you. Listen to the songwriter. Understand what's being said to you. Understand it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning, Minister Sakita. Hallelujah. Good morning, Minister Sakita. Can you bring us on up in prayer? Hallelujah.
Good morning, Evangelist.
Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Hallelujah.
And good morning, thanks once again. We thank you again for tuning in with us at our executive meeting with the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, for preparing us and bringing us into your presence, God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. It's truly, God, an awesome feeling, God. It's truly, God, a joyous feeling, God. We love you, oh God. On this day, oh God, we thank you, God, for the things that you're doing in our life, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Yes, Lord, just pray. Thank you, Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Put a care in our spirit, oh God, to you, oh God. A care, God, that we know that we shall put our faith and our love in you, oh God. All our faith, oh God, our Lord. All our endurance, oh God. All our patience, oh God. All our joy, our happiness, oh God. All our faith, God, we put it all in you, oh God. So we know that you add to these things, oh God, in our life, oh God. We thank you, God, for the supplication, that the things that you're doing in our life, oh God, the corrections that you're doing right now in God, in us, oh God, to make us a clean heart, oh God, a clean spirit, a clean vessel for you, oh God. We thank you, God, because we in godly need, God, this love from you, oh God. We thank you, God, for this love, oh God. Let us not continue, God, to mess our vessels up and make our vessels dirty, God, so we could have to start over again, God. Let us just stay in the presence of you, oh God. Let us stay in the presence of you, and God, stay in the pocket, and we push forward. with endurance, oh God. Give us the strength, oh God, like never before, oh God. So we won't tarry in the spirit, oh God. Tarry in our soul, oh God. Tarry in our mind, oh God. So we can stay in the presence of you. May we continue to be with you, oh God, in our spirit, in our heart, in our mind and soul, oh God. Let us not worry and worry about the things of today, all the things of tomorrow, all the things of yesterday, oh God. Let us stay in the presence of you, oh God, because we know you have handled those things and you are going to handle those things, God. We thank you, God, for this day, oh God. We thank you, God, for the anointing that, God, that you're pouring in our life, oh God. We thank you for this, God. We thank you, God, for the gifts of wisdom, God, the gifts of knowledge, God, the gift of joy, God, the gift of love, God, the gift of joy, God. We speak these things in our life today, oh God. We go out to this world, God, and do the things of you, oh God, like never before, oh God. We do these things, God, definitely, God, without a problem, God, without fear, God. We will strengthen ourselves, God. We will strengthen ourselves, God, like never before, oh God. It is not a daunting task, God, to do your work, God. It is a task for us to stay in our spirit. That's the task, oh God. So may we subject ourselves and subject our flesh, oh God, unto you, oh God. So we know that it is not hard, God. It is easy task to love you, God. It's an easy task to seek your face, God. It's an easy task to do your work, God, because you, God, have your hand on and you pushing forth, God, and you are giving us the know-how, and you are giving us the strength, and you are giving us the knowledge, and you are giving us the Jesus, you have given us the prosperity and all the things that come from this, oh God. We thank you, Jesus Christ, for all the things you're doing for us, oh God, this day and for them all, God. We love you, God. I love you, God, from every fiber of my soul, God. Every part of me, God, you know, God, I love you. And from here to the mountaintops, from the mountaintops to the heavens, oh God, we shall praise your name like never before. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to stay right here in the vein this morning. We're going to stay in the vein. We're going to stay right here where God placed us this morning by singing, by playing this song. I may have had something else, but God has another message this morning. God wants to encourage you. The Holy Spirit wants to encourage you to let you know that your greater is coming. It's a message in this song this morning, saying it's not by incident, it's not by coincidence that this song was played. I sometimes have conversations with First Lady, and I sit and tell her sometimes I say things and I think that I'm on an island by myself, because I may hear something, I may see something, and I tell people, oh yes, God is speaking to me. But he may, you know, and they're looking for me to say he's telling me something audibly. He may use somebody else. He may use a song. He may use a scripture. And when he spoke to me this morning, just by playing that song, like I told you, it's nothing scripted about anything that we do. It's strictly based off of what the Holy Spirit placed in our spirit. And I had a scripture to go into 2 Peter this morning, but instead we're going to reverse, because I felt it in my spirit when that song came on this morning that God was speaking a message. And we're going to go over into Haggai, verse 2, chapter 2, verse 9. And in Haggai, remember, if you all don't know, Haggai was rebuilding the temple, and encouragement needed to be put into place for the temple to be completed, because sometimes in life we have different situations that's going on in our lives, and we get to the place where fatigue takes over us, mind battles take over us. We know that the mind is terrible. All types of different things come in and attach to us, and we get tired, and we start, some people hallucinate. Some people, you know, just let things go over their head. Some people add things. Some people take away. But I want to sit and tell you today, just from listening to that song, and God may have just been talking to me, but I'm just so selfless that I choose to share it with you on today. And I want to just tell you that it's more and more glory. More and more glory coming our way. More and more glory is coming your way. South Africa, more and more glory is coming your way, Nigeria, Norway, Fiji, Canada, Jamaica, New York, no matter where you're at, more and more glory. Do not sit and look and allow the times that you are going through right now to dictate to you how things are going to be, how your ladder is going to be. You and I have to put ourselves in a place of preparation. We have to put ourselves in a place where we're balanced. We have to put ourselves in a place where we're well prepared to receive what God has for us. So I just want to, I want to just be obedient to the Holy Spirit and just sit and say that, you know, we are, you and I, we are the temple of God. We are the temple of God. And it's the scripture that, we are the temple of God. Let me see, I know it's second Corinthians 6. I'm looking through my notes. I'm just being obedient. And that the union can there be between God's temple and idols. For we are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will live in them, walk among them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from among the unbelievers and separate yourselves from them, says the Lord. Do not touch their filthy things, and I will welcome you. I brought that scripture in because I'm trying to show you in the Bible that I don't want to lean on my own understanding, because sometimes when God tells me something, I take off, but I need to make sure that you all understand where I'm at and why it's so powerful to me, why the song was so powerful to me. You know, one thing about God, God is an excellent God, so God expects for us to be in a place too where that's where we strive. And when I sit and say that, even in building this temple with Haggai, it was an encouragement had to come forth, because God is not going to accept anything. He's not going to accept anything from us. He gives us excellency, and we should strive, and it's a process. It's a process for us to get from one phase to the other. And during that process, just understand that there are struggles that you and I have to go through, because it has already been established that self is our biggest enemy, but we always like to put things on the devil. Yes, scripture says that the devil searches, he comes to devour us and, you know, eat us up. This is why it is so important for us to get into a healthy place. We get into a place of balance. We get into a place where we get self together first before we try to reach out, spread out, and do different things. And if we can get ourselves together, then we know that God, if we can get ourselves in a place where we are able to receive what God has for us, then we know that things will get great. Our ladder will be greater. The scripture states that we basically were created for us to give God the glorification. God, we are here to glorify God. Just as the temple in Haggai would increase in glory, that's what you and I will. We should increase in glory. We should grow in God's glory. We shouldn't sit and just be okay with the little bit of glory that we may have done, the little things that we may have done to glorify God on yesterday. Every single day of our lives, we should be living in a place where God is glorified through our actions. We should be in a place where what we did on yesterday is greater on today. What we did 10 years ago, we should never be to that place where we're asking God to take us back there. We should be into a place. If you can recall yesterday, I said, I want to go back, but then I suddenly changed it, and I said I wanted to surpass that, because God got glory from me during my time, even sometimes in my mess, but that's not who he is. God is an excellent God. God expects for our work to be excellent. In order for you, for your greater to get better, we have to be into a place, again, a preparation. You have to be into a place where you are changing from your ugly ways and you are bringing the core values into your life. You're bringing kingdom principles into your life. You're bringing simply the kingdom, understanding that you are living for Christ. It should not be in your mind today. Today I'm living for him, tomorrow. It's a lifestyle. It is a lifestyle. And in 2 Corinthians 3 through 18, Paul states that God changes us from one degree of glory to another. In other words, the changes is in us personally as well as in our circumstances. It take the personal changes take is certain degrees in those personal changes. You're not going to change overnight. That has been established. You will not change overnight, but trust and believe. When you decide to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, and you decide to start changing the different things that you may see that you need to change, then a change will occur. But see, we as a people, we refuse to allow God to be glorified through us because, again, once someone that has ran the race and been successful in the race, and when I say the race, because, see, we are our biggest, we should only be competing against self. You should be in a place that you are only competing against self. Self is your biggest enemy, and self can be your biggest accomplishment. Self is what's going to get you to reap the reward, but self can also cause you a dismay. Self can also bring you down. Self can also slow you down. Self can also put you under the ground. But when you get into a place where you realize your purpose is to glorify God and it's greater, your latter days are greater, then you want to change things. You want to change things. You may have to start in baby steps, but each and every day, because remember, it's a lifestyle. It's not something by chance. It's not a because moment. You can sit and say, oh, I was going to do this, I was going to do that. Remember, yesterday, God took the because out of it. So now it's just you doing what's right. It's you looking in that mirror and sitting and saying, I'm ready for my greater time. I'm ready, God, for you to be glorified through me. We are in the right glory right now if you are born again. If you're born again, you are in where you're supposed to be right now. Because right now you are in a place based off of the teachings that we're being taught, the nuggets that's being shared, not something that's just been picked up. Have you all really paid attention to the nuggets? The nuggets that are being shared is given through God's wisdom, given through his understanding, given through his knowledge. But the biggest part of it is through experience. The nuggets that Apostle Temple has been sharing with you, with us, for God knows how long now. This year, they have been a little bit more intense. There's been a little bit more just reality. It's no, like he said at the beginning of the year, where he's in living a life of holiness with no excuses. So that means I'm taking the because out. That means I'm not here to safeguard anybody's feelings. I love you so much. See, I realize that God loves me so much, just like he said yesterday. God chose him for an assignment, so he has to give it to us pure, true, and unadulterated. And this is how you receive the glory of God. You cannot be into a place where you're sugarcoating things. You cannot be into a place where you do not really and truly understand that we were purposely made for the glorification of God. So with that being said, that right there should bring a light bulb into your head. That right there should sit and say, I need to get myself together. I need to get my act together. I need to change things. Because, see, if God made us for the purpose of glorification, that means that there is something so awesome, so great, so just magnificent, marvelous, because that's who he is, that he wants to share with us. You need to ask yourself this morning, is it something that's hindering you, or are you just afraid to go through the shaking? Are you afraid to go through the making? Are you afraid of worrying about keeping up with this person, or have you made a conscious decision that I have decided to be who God has ordained me or created me to be? I am created to bring the things forth that God has chosen me to be with no explanation. See, the no explanations, the no apologies, that's big. That's a profound, that's very profound. Because what you're saying is, or what's being said, or what I'm saying, let me speak for me. What I'm saying when I say it now, and I've adopted that. My girlfriends could tell you in conversations with them and something, listen, I'm not apologizing. This is what the word said. This is what it is. This is how it's going to be. Now, if you don't like it, I love you, whatever, but see you. Because, see, I'm in a place, y'all, that I'm seeking my greater. I'm seeking what God has for me, because I know that he has it for me, because his word does not come back void. You and I have to be in a place where we're willing to change. When we go back to Paul, when Paul was on his road of Damascus, he didn't have a clue what was going on. But when he came in contact, when he came in contact with Jesus, everything changed. Everything about him changed. But Paul wasn't worried about what the naysayers were saying. He wasn't worried about what this person was saying. The apostles that was around him was very weary of him. See, it did not matter, because he realized that his purpose was to glorify God. He realized that no matter what I got to go through, the beatings, the lying, the deceitfulness, the backstabbing, whatever it may be, I'm not going to give up on God. I am not going to be into a place where I cannot lift my head and I can continue, and I will not stop walking. I will not stop talking about him. I will not stop showing through my actions that he is what he that I am here to do what he predestined me to do. Your greater is coming, but you got to get self together. You got to get move self out of the way. When the song came on today, the first thing that came into my mind was, I hear you, Holy Spirit. You're letting me know what's ahead of me, but I got to fight to get there. I got to persevere to get there. I'm going to go through some people trying to bring me down. I'm going to go through some discouragement. I'm going to go through some mind battles. I'm going to go through these things, but guess what? Because I know what you have for me, I know that your word never comes back void. I'm in a place on this morning that I'm ready to go. I'm ready to run. I like to use that little running emoji. I use it all the time because you know why? It reminds me you can't slow down. You cannot slow down. You're not defeated. You're running a race. You're getting from one point to the next, and there are going to be some obstacles. But at the end of your race, what do you see? At doing your race, who do you see? Whose hand do you see? During the times of health failings, who do you see? Who do you call on? During the times of trouble, who do you see? Who delivers you? And this is how we get to that greater part. We're going to go through some things. We're going to go through some trials. We're going to go through different situations. I love Apostle Temple's testimony. He don't really give too many testimonies. He said that he was walking down the street smoking a black and mild when the Holy Spirit dealt with him. And he told him, listen, if you want this to take place, if you want this to take place, I need to understand, you know, I need you to show me what I need to do. I need you to take this away from me. And and you know what? Once it was taken away from him, I'm assuming, because we haven't expounded on this conversation, I'm talking about the testimony, but I'm talking about the man in God I know in spirit and truth. I'm sitting and saying, I know that he took off like an airplane. He got to the place because, see, God showed him who you needed to be and whose you are. He showed him, he let him know, this is a divine appointment, and I need you to go, I need you to take people from A to B. I need you to take them over into their promised land. I need you to take them over into their milk and honey. But just know it's going to be a struggle. It's not going to be easy. You're going to go through the same. Do you think that you're any different than Jesus? Do you think that you are any different than the different apostles that I used before Jesus' death in the New Testament? Do you think you're any different than the prophet that I spoke into beforehand? No, you're still going to go through it. But just understand, I'm going to be your encouragement. I'm going to be your strength. I'm going to be the person, the way maker for you. I just need you, your actions, your ways, the things that you do, but most of all, the unadulterated truth to come out so my people can be glorified. And that's what, and see, this is what I'm saying when God speaks to me. When this is the things that God placed in my spirit. So I'm asking you on today, who was God talking to through that song? Who was God letting know that your ladder will be greater? Who was God telling that I'm going, you know, if you could just hold on, if you hold on and you change your ways, if you take off your filthy clothes, if you clean up your filthy mouth, if you change your thinking and you trust me, just know that I have a reward for you. But understand, yeah, the waters are going to be deep, but you're not going to drown because I'm going to pull you up. You are going to go through the burning fires, but you're not going to be consumed. You're not even going to smell like it. Why? Because you trust in me. You're trusting me to get rid of those impurities that's just lingering over in your life, those impurities that's holding you down so you cannot get to where you need to be. That your ladder is greater. Haggai had to understand, no matter what your situation is, no matter what is going on with you, you need to still do what was instructed for you to do. You need to continue to move on so I can get the glorification of what's going on. I can get the glorification in your life. You need to. Who is God saying that you need to complete your assignment even if you feel like you're at the brink and you just can't go anymore? You're at the brink where you're just so tired that you feel like giving up. You're at the place where you're saying, I'm not good enough to do this. I cannot do this. You're at the place where you're sitting and saying, I had so much go on in my life. I can't get before people, and I can't say this, and I can't say that. That used to be me at one time. But see, when God put me in a place and let me know that there is no shame, you hold your head up. I have a people that I have already poured into, that's going to help your development, that's going to help you and put you in a place where you can prosper, that's going to help you and put you into a place where you can just keep on moving. And yes, you're going to go through some downfalls. You're going to make some mistakes. You're going, but one thing about it, you're not going to be condemned. What I am going to do is I'm placing in their heart to let you know that you need to continue to push on. You need to keep moving on because my greater is better for you. Your ladder is better. Yeah, you might have went through some things in the first couple of years, all of the years of your life. You went through some heartbreaks. You went through some deception. You even go through it day to day. You go through some mental and verbal abuse. But at the end of the day, I want you to know, if you keep moving on, if you keep trusting me, if you keep, and again, we're talking about self too. You got to encourage yourself. You have to be into a place, in a place of rest, a place of peace. When you feel yourself not wanting to get up and not wanting to do different things, you speak to self. You speak, if you don't see yourself, if you have to look at something, go in your mirror and you start speaking to self and start encouraging yourself and reminding yourself that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Not that you can, you must. You must. Let's change that can and put it to a must. Because, see, once you make a determination and you do not go back on that determination, you make that a determination by making a conscious decision, you hold on to it. If a person came and gave you $1,000 and you had no money in your hand and they just gave you $1,000 and they put that money in your hand, you're going to hold on to that money. You're going to, and they tell you that you got to hold on to this, and I see you in 3 days, and I'm going to put 500 more with it, but you got to have that 1,000 that I gave you. You're going to hold on to that money. You're going to make a conscious decision that you're going to hold on to that because you want the increase that's coming with it. Well, this is what, when you make a conscious decision that you're not going to give up, that you're going to continue to move on, that you were made to glorify. That is your purpose, to glorify the Lord, to stay in his will, to keep on moving, to not, if you fall down, to quickly get back up, to not slumber nor sleep, but stay vigilant, stay watchful, continue to move on, continue to get to where God needs you to be. Not only that, do the work that he has called you to do with no excuses, no because, no I coulda, woulda, shoulda. You should be to a place where I will, I must get this assignment done because I want to get to where God has for me. I want to be to that place. I want to be. Now, you know, I could sit here and go on and on, but I'm going to go ahead on and bring Apostle Temple because I know that God placed that song in his spirit for a reason. And I am just elated to hear what is getting ready to be said. Good morning, Apostle Temple.
Hey, good morning, Evangelist, and our family listeners all over the world. Amen. Good morning to all of you. You know what? This morning, a lot of times when I'm up in the morning, especially early in the morning, you know, I go to communion with the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Ghost. I go to communion with them, and mainly it'd be the Holy Spirit that I commune with more than I commune with the Lord, because the Lord really doesn't commune or talk as much as people portray him to. You know, he really don't. When he has something to say, you know, he got some instructions for you, or he finna get rid. He's finna chastise you. He chastising you about something. Other than that, it's not really much. You know, he really says. So I spend a lot of time talking to the Holy Spirit, and you know, it's a sad case what the Holy Spirit began to allow me to hear it in the spirit realm. This morning, you know, he allowed me to hear so many prayers of people asking for a financial turnaround, so many prayers of, you know, and it's just like be honest with you, he allowed me to hear it for a glimpse back in the spirit realm, how it channeled through the heavens. And it's almost like a song, you know, in the prayers of the people all over the world. And it's, it comes up like a song. It's almost like this one mass choir and that is singing a song, you know. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing how people begin to pray. And I tell people, you know, just pray no matter what. Because, you know, what I heard is almost like a song, you know, that I heard in the spirit realm. But the things that he was allowing me to hear, he allowed me to tap into individuals, different prayers of people that asking for financial breakthrough, financial turnaround. God, I, you know, need help with this and different things like this. And, you know, and I was, you know, I'm just puzzled, you know, about that place because I'm like, wow, you know, it's a lot of things are different now. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me. He said, yes. He said, but these are prayers that people was praying in the past. He said, these are past prayers. These are not prayers that people are doing now. And I said, well, why is it? You know, one thing about in the spirit realm, I never tried to understand or I never tried to think that I know where it's going or what it's talking about. And that's one thing that you could really, for those that is listening, especially leaders and different things like that, that's one of the areas to where the Spirit of the Lord or the Holy Spirit begin to back off of you and stop showing you different things when you know it all. The man of God, he understand that clearly. When God asked him, he say, told the man, asked the man of God, say, can these bones be made whole? And the man of God said, only thou knowest. He could have said, yeah, God, you the Lord, you the Lord, whatever. No, that's the worst thing that I found out that you could do when you start thinking that you know something in the spirit realm. Even if you have a clue or idea, it's best to say, you know, why, or I don't know, or can you tell me? Because you don't know the plans of God. He know the plans that he has for you, but you don't know his plans. Amen? So, you know, he began to share this with me, and I began to ask, like why? I don't understand this. And he began to share with me, he said, these are the prayers that was prayed in the past, answer right now. And I was like, yeah. It was like, they are answer right now. But many people, and it's going to be so many people going to be locked out because they don't understand how to govern their blessings. How to understand to see a blessing. He says so many church people see their blessing from a worldly point of view or a worldly eye other than seeing it from the spiritual purpose what it is. So I say basically, you know, people still jumping and shouting, they're getting blessed, but they still poverty. And the Holy Spirit was like, correct, because they are not looking in this time to seeing their blessing. He says so many people ask, watch this, he says they ask, and I allow you to hear, they asking for a job or they asking for a financial turnaround. Well, they thinking that this stimulus or they getting their unemployment is their financial turnaround. He say, no, son. He say, what I did, I buy them some time. I gave them, it was a blessing called financial release that happened. So it was a release or a release of the pressure that individuals were up under financially. Amen? So it was a financially release. That release happened on the level that individuals that was on. But the financial blessing, comes in that, he said, don't you see all these places hiring? He said, don't you see all these industries trying to, now they dependent or the people that, where the table was turned, where the industry or the work industry was the dominating factor, now the people are the dominating factor. He said, don't you see how different things don't turn? He said, this is the financial blessing that so many people are missing. And so many people in the enemy got these people caught up and got majority of the people caught up and to where they are locked in, say, well, this is mine anyways. And I don't heard some of the voices, you know, the Holy Spirit allowed me to hear some things and people say, well, they owe it to me anyway. I'm going to sit here till everything ran out. I'm going to sit here till I don't have them no more. And that's when I'm going to go to work. And the Holy Ghost said, the Holy Ghost spoke to me. He said, what they don't understand, that it's a setup of that poverty spirit to cause them to be locked out again. And because they have not seized the blessing in their season, And now they're going to be trembling over the door and asking God to open it back up again. And God is not going to do it for a certain season. So a certain season in this area, the heavens going to be shut. What the Holy Ghost was showing, oh my goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost. He said a certain season, the heavens going to be shut. Because they did not take advantage of what they are, what they supposed to do. So at a certain season, the heaven is going to be shut. So your change, many of you or a lot of you all over the world, your change that evangelist was talking about, it's already here. It's already happening right now. But you so many people believe that, man, if I could get it easy, let me get it easy. You know, I want it easy. But your easy is not your blessing. Your easy at times, you know, probably be something where God says, I will lay you down in the green pasture. Other words, that's your release to get some of this pressure because he said, I will not put too much, I will not put more on you than you can bear. So he releasing some of the stress, releasing some financial burden, releasing some of the issues, amen, for you can begin to position yourself to receive. Do you know these industries out here are hiring, and now you have an opportunity to come up in your workforce? Now you have the opportunity to sit at the head of the table, because why? They need you now. Amen? They need you now. They fighting with all the financial help that the release that the government got, but you ain't seeing the wisdom that the supervisor that was over you, that supervisor don't got laid off because of COVID, and now they looking for somebody to take that position because they trying to redo their whole industry. But you home, amen, and you home with your $3 and $4, amen, and say until that run out, I'm not going to worry about it. Then when you decided to go and say, let me go and get this now, and that is filled up, what are you going to do now? Is I'm talking to anybody this morning. This all happened, my God, in a split second. You know, then he showed me, he say, son, he say, now this is the other issue. So many people ask him about going to school. They ask God, say, God, I want to go to school. I want to trade. I want to do this here. I want to do that. I don't see how I'm going to be able to do it, God, because I got finance. I got bills. I got different things that happen. COVID hit. Laid off. Now you're on unemployment. So many people are too busy partying, and where you have the time. We about in this COVID thing and been shut down about a year and a half now. Now you got a time to position yourself to go to school, get that trade, begin that thing, get going, get a rhythm, get organized in different things with financial release and financial help. But you're going to miss it. Then you're going to be knocking down these doors. So, and this is what the Holy Ghost said. He said, I'm showing you. He said, God show allow his people or his ministers or his leaders to see this, and we know we will walk with wisdom and know what not to touch. Amen? Know what not to touch. Because what the people finna do, they finna put a curse or they finna go through hardship on their own account, not on account of God. So it's not for you to get caught up into that and pray for something that God already did. He said, no. He said, this is the time where I want to use your voice or I want to use leader voices to send out the warning, to let folks know, to get them understanding. If not, they're going to be locked out. And he say, son, what hurts me, this is what the Holy Ghost says. The Holy Ghost says, this is what hurts out of the whole thing. He say, now they locked out. Now they crying and praying to God and all this kind of stuff. You got non-believers trying to be believers, and they see all this going on. Now they questioning them. So if God was so real, why he going to let you suffer? And where the non-believers don't understand, you did it to yourself. So now they question, like, I don't know about your faith. All this praying and all this speaking in tongues, ain't nothing happening. Ain't nothing doing it. You still suffering. You still struggling. I could do that right here. So now you put the kingdom in jeopardy because you praying. This is what Holy Ghost said. He said, that's what hurts me the most, because the kingdom get put in jeopardy because these folks here playing. He said God don't bless them. Instead of them living out through their blessing, they want to just sit around and just play these games. And he said, now they plan. And the Holy Ghost said, now non-believers. And now non-believers looking at them say, well, how you blessed and you in a struggle and don't know that they caused it on themselves? How you speak about this God that is so blessing, but at the end of the day, you jacked up? Don't know that God set them up and they ain't took the opportunity for their blessing. Saints of God, you gotta stop playing and recognize that God is blessing. This temporary unemployment is temporary. They finna pull the plug. And the Holy Ghost showed me something this morning. And he said, listen, they gonna pull the plug earlier than people think about it. He said, they already pulling the plug. I said, how is that? He said, well, in this world, you know, they got a date of September. He said, listen, don't look at that. He said, many of people finna get ready to start right now. I said, why? He said, because industries already reporting to the IRS that the people that they laid off, they tried to hire you, or they hiring back, and because of they're not accepting, they're ready to do unemployment, and now when it's time for you to renew, they are not accepting your application. Can I say that again? The Holy Ghost showed me. He said, industries are reporting the struggle and are complaining that they open and they are receiving their employees or rehiring. But because that they are able to withdraw this, they are having a struggle. So now it's a plan in the IRS. Listen to the prophet. Now it's a plan in the IRS. When the industry reports and when somebody claims from that job company, they're going to deny you. You're going to be locked out if you don't get positioned to get ready to receive. It's finna turn. It's already turning. And the first turn, it works behind the scene before it comes out into the light. They work behind the scene before it comes out. And by the time it comes out, you caught. All this conversation that the Holy Ghost was showing me this morning. He was showing me the plans. He took me in the IRS government. He took me in the government, showed me the plan, showed me this. The 1%, you got to understand, the 1%, they are business industry. They are business people. And guess what? They still in the struggle, so they got a plan. They got a struggle. They got a plan. So now they say, well, let's begin to report. Let's report what we got going on, how many we got going on. And then when these happen, guess what we're going to do? Denial. Don't let them resubmit. It's over. Listen to the prophet. This is what's happening to the many things that is going on. And there's so many people are missing their blessing. You got an opportunity to get at the head of the industry. But you're too busy relying on a couple of dollars because you can sit up and watch as the world turn and gather light to your story and kick back. And you're not doing anything. You're going to be locked out. Then when you go to ask God and you go to speaking in tongues, the heaven's going to be shed in that area on you. It's going to be shed. Now you finna go through a financial struggle and you finna go through hardship that it wasn't meant for you. It wasn't meant. Stop trying to have all the sense, people, and walk with wisdom, because your change is here. The greater is here. Your blessing is here. Come on. Many of you don't got help, a financial help, assisting help. Some of you been wanting to go back to nursing school. You ain't even started it. And you have no excuse why you didn't start it. You got these help. Some of you want to go get a trade. You ain't even begun to try to get a trade. And you got assistance and help that they're releasing to you. You ain't even took advantage of the blessings that God don't release here on earth. You too busy worried about what's yours. This mine. That's mine. Baby, it ain't yours if they got a control over it. I'm going to say that again. I don't give a care how much you pay in taxes and say, well, it's my taxes. Well, if the longest they got a control on it and they can start it and stop it whenever they get ready to and put an end date on your stuff, it's not yours. You might have an obligation to receive something from it of the laws or what they put in place. But if it was yours, you could spend it all up. No, you can't. Oh, my goodness. Listen, let's get it together. Listen, I'm going to go live sometime tonight or whatever on Facebook Live. I'm going to send this word out. I'm going to send this message out because at the end of the day, you're going to be locked out. There's going to be so many people locked out. You're going to be so many of them. And the kingdom takes a hit because now non-believers got to look at you. I thought you were blessed. Oh, where your car at now? You done got repo. Yeah, all that stimulus money don't ran out because you had set yourself up. God gave you a financial release. Many of you need transportation. You was able to get transportation. But all you thinking about what you could constantly get until it runs out. You ain't even setting up for the long term. When it runs out, I worried about it. I deal with it then. But right now, I'm just going to keep living, y'all. That ain't living. That ain't living. You got an opportunity to be head of the industry. You have an opportunity to go in industry and work your way to get favor because they're going to need they need your help right now. And it's going to turn. It's going to eventually, you're going to need them. They ain't going to need you. The work industry ain't going to need you always. It's going to turn and where you're going to need them. And they're going to be calling the shots. You have an opportunity to come in and begin to come into something great. But now you want to play, and now when the door is shut, now they calling the shots on you. You locked out, and here you go with this song again. It ain't nothing out there. I don't try to look. It ain't nothing out there. Chuck E. Cheese is hiring, for God's sake. Holy moly. So we got to do better, people, if we're going to live in the blessings of the Lord. I'm going to deal with more of this tonight. Later on tonight, I'm going to deal more with it. I'm just cutting it off because of time state and chopping it up a little bit. But I'm going to dig into this more later on tonight. Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen. Amen. Listen to the prophet. Listen to the prophet. Nothing has not came back that did not manifest. So that's all I can sit and say. And look out. If it's going to be on Facebook Live or whatever, you want to dive in. You want to be a part of it. I mean, the song started it out. Your ladder is greater. Greater is, you know, you. If the word has been said, it's nothing else for me to say. I'm over here speechless. But I will tell you this, is that we love you, God. God loves you most. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. That's all I can tell you because God got a word that he wants us to hear. Be in a place where you're ready to receive. So we will continue this on tonight. Never know what God has for you tomorrow. So be back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Hear the word. Listen to the prophet. Amen. Be blessed. Shalom.